Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Tommy, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Jim. Great talking to you. I hear we got some pretty special guests with us on our show tonight, so I'm really looking forward to talking to some of the bravest people in the world.
Hey, get a full week's vacation? No? Okay. I will sign my name X with some hair on it.
And with that, we'll take our first call.
All right, so someone who has not seen Hamilton, sell me on
it. Not what you don't know. It's what it motivates
it
you
worked.
To do.
Whether you think you can or you can't. You're right.
Are they saying that that's a live ball?
The ball is stripped away. That is a fumble.
My goodness. He throws him out of the way, and then he gets there.
Hello. Is this on?
It's play action, which means they're going to run that action away.
Right now.
Chill with the bad talk.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, hour number two. We're in a brand new studio. We're in the old studio that the guys in the sports hub down the road, they moved down the road a piece, and we're in their old studios. But and I know that Felge's got this germophobic issue in his life.
He does.
Yeah. He's got a he can't touch anything. That's strange. You know, plastic gloves or what do they call those gloves he's wearing?
What are those, like suits?
This is supposed to be a brand new studio. Is anybody look at the? This? Can we just get a thing of glass plus? I'm not a germophobic. I don't need to have the studio perfect. There's dust in my life everywhere.
You don't need to be perfect.
I don't need to be perfect.
No.
But how about some glass?
He pulls in here and he's like, what door do you come in? I don't know what door. Where's the office? Is this our office? Why are we all lined up next to each other? We should be facing each other. We don't have a TV. Where? I can't hear the show. Where do we get this? Where's the bathroom?
TV is
that
a little
good
old.
Enough.
We don't
have, where's these lights? I don't like my mic.
I don't like the lights.
Why'd they put a mic sock on my mic?
I sound different. You hear it?
Do you hear the clicking?
I hear it.
It's driving me crazy.
I don't like it.
So obviously,
somebody screwed up.
Somebody in the show has got to be concerned with the sound and the lights and the thing that the listeners actually listen to. So
I saw Wild Bill.
So I'm stepping up to the plate and I'm doing that. In the meantime, I walk in with Fourier today into this brand new studio, and we walk in the back, and he's able to park literally 20 feet away from the entrance. You know what he said? I'm good. I don't care what we sound like. I don't care what the studios look like.
I got
I'm
nice
20
clean,
feet away
I got a
from
nice
the building.
Clean desk. Yeah. There's no clutter.
That's all he cared about.
There's no books and papers.
Wait.
From like literally.
No clutter.
I'm not kidding.
Because you don't have any research.
Ago,
you have nothing.
Stay the hell away from my desk.
Wait until the
don't mess with
wait until
my
we
area.
Get 12 inches of snow starting at 2 o'clock one day, and he walks out to his beautiful little parking spot.
I'm good.
Who's gonna shovel out there?
I got 4-wheel drive. Don't worry about it. I'll just mush right through it.
Yeah, you just barrel through and screw it up for everybody else.
That's why you have a four-wheel drive truck. Right. That's why you got this big truck.
I do. I've got one of those as well.
Like you're the type of
so
guy.
So we're really
like,
close.
This little, real short little guy over here has the biggest truck amongst anybody
What's
in this building.
What's wrong with that?
And I bet
you know what that means.
His dog is like, you know, super tiny, would make him look bigger.
I have a big dog.
You get a small dog. So it goes, look how big he is. Oh, the dog's small.
I can hear it already. Ryan, he's going to be like, have we got anybody back there that can go and shovel my car out real quick?
Yeah, but Christian, you said you had four wheels. Drive.
I love this place.
Hey, Eamon.
I love it.
Something you should probably bring to work in the next week or two.
Hey, I got a shovel in my trunk, Glenn. I'm already prepared, pal.
Home Depot right down the street for you, Ryan. Just pick one up.
Glenn, you look like you're about 3 feet tall from the distance between you and I right now.
Now, why did they do this? Why did they separate us by like 60 feet? What was the purpose of that?
Germs.
You want to let the show breathe.
Is that what it is?
Wait, hold on.
Does it matter?
No.
You could be in Nebraska
really
for all that matters. We don't need to see you.
We did 2 weeks of shows. I think I saw you guys one time
in Los Angeles. Matter of fact, most days, Christian would not like to see you.
This is true. No, it's not a look thing with Brian. It's
what
a
is
sound
it?
Thing. It's that sound. Nasally whiny voice that he has.
Oh, yeah. We've got some good Jason McIntyre sound to play later on.
Who's McIntyre?
Jason McIntyre.
Who is that?
He's a Fox radio guy.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
I thought that was New Kids in the Block.
I'm glad you brought that up. No, it's Joey
McIntyre.
Sorry. I want to say he's the same guy that ended up deleting his tweet when I commented, honestly, because it was, everybody's kind of dissecting the struggles that the Patriots are having. That, you know, here comes the cliff for Tama, blah, blah, blah. We've heard it a million times. And I'm not over exaggerating. And his tweet was, I'm paraphrasing here because he deleted it. I can't read it. That the book is out on Brady.
Oh, the blueprint.
The book is out
on
Brady. Right? Make him uncomfortable. He's not going to run, guys. He can't run.
Ooh.
And I'm sitting there going, wait,
he should
wait,
be
wait.
A defensive coordinator on Condoleezza Rice's staff.
Yeah. Can you imagine what that staff looks like? I have a PhD from Stanford.
We're playing Brady. What should we do?
Biomechanical engineering.
Keep an eye on.
We should put pressure on him. He won't run. Ready? Break.
Yeah. The guy has been playing a million years and still doesn't have 1,000 yards rushing. So, yeah, no crap. Of course he's not going to run.
How was that any different from when he was 25, 26, 27?
Look at his combine video.
I'm telling you, they still don't get it. I will say this. This is surprising to me because for the last 3 years, they've basically said Brady is done. Right? He's done. The cliff, he's done. And yet he wins MVPs. He wins Super Bowls. He gets to the Super Bowl. Why aren't they doing anything about what Drew Brees is doing? He's going to turn 40 years of age early in January, and that guy is unbelievable this year. Why aren't they making a big, huge deal about that? He's 40.
You know,
40.
They're making a big deal. First off, he should be MVP of the league this year. I mean, is there any doubt?
Oh, I think he's absolutely the MVP.
So he's going to win. That's the first one, I think.
Yeah.
I believe it is. But so he will win MVP. I get it. But now. Oh, was it, I don't even know, Lance Moore? I saw this maybe over the weekend, and he said that he should be in the conversation for greatest of all time.
No.
When you look at the career numbers.
No.
And everyone's getting this thing so twisted. Like, there's a huge difference between being MVP, right? Like, 2 years ago, Matt Ryan deserved MVP. All right? And so it's like, okay, let's just calm down. It's a great year. Same thing with Cam Newton. It's a
Talk
great
about
year.
An outlier.
Now, Drew Brees, now Carson Wentz probably would have deserved it last year if he stayed healthy. Drew Brees has a career to go with this last maybe MVP that he's going to get. But we can't just look at 1 year and put it and just say, okay, well, whoever has the best year now is now going to be the greatest of all time. The greatest of all, it has to do with the earlier in your career, what you've already accomplished, you know, whether it's winning championships and everything else. The debate is over. Let's start, keep your discussion between Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. Who's better?
I think
that's all.
I think you're missing out on the formula, though, because if Drew Brees goes and wins the Super Bowl,
fine,
this
he
year,
had a great year and a great career, he's a Hall of Famer.
He'd be 2-0 in Super Bowls. 2-0 is better than 5-3.
I guess so. But great quarterback, Hall of Famer. The discussion should be who's better. Who's had a better career, Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees? That's where you should keep
Peyton Manning's had a better career than Drew Brees, but I would say at least he's in the conversation.
No one's going to sit here in New England and admit that Tom Brady, although everybody will admit, that he's having a down year.
No, the better
he's not having a Tom Brady-type year. The guy was MVP last year, so he's having a down year. Okay.
Yeah, but even Drew Brees and Peyton Manning, I would sit there and say Drew Brees has a great opportunity to just demolish his records. Just to kill him and win another Super Bowl to at least tie him and not be this de facto just get out of the way quarterback.
Well, he's another guy that wants to play another 3 years.
Sure.
And he's going to be able to probably do it.
Yeah.
Right?
He probably will.
Yeah. So he'll be able to get away with it. No, the better argument would be Aaron Rodgers versus Drew Brees.
I would say Drew Brees is a better quarterback, but has had a better career than Aaron Rodgers.
That's a good debate. That's where you should keep the debate. That's where you should keep it.
I will stick with my position of Aaron Rodgers has underachieved for what he's been gifted with. He is a better quarterback than what he has achieved and what he has won out in the football field. You can blame it all you want on Mike McCarthy. It's interesting because Sean Payton was at one time considered one of the better coaches in the league. And then when he didn't have quite the same type of personnel, still had a great quarterback. People said Sean Payton vastly overrated, and then of course he had Bully Gate and all that. What was it? No,
Bounty Gate.
Bounty Gate and all that other stuff, and they wanted to get rid of him. The league wanted to get rid of Sean Payton.
They suspended him for like a year.
Yes, and they wanted to eliminate him from the league, from the face of the earth.
That.
Right, and he's now admitted they tried to eliminate me, and now suddenly he's in the mix for Coach of the Year.
So let me actually hear this whiny, nasally Jason McIntyre
Jason
who talks
McIntyre.
About this.
Not Joey.
Let me hear about this book because I want to go get it.
The end comes quickly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Tom Brady
Stop. Is that guy serious? Did he just take a hit on a helium balloon?
The end comes quickly.
I can't tell the difference between Lou
oh my
and
God.
This guy.
End comes quickly. The end comes quickly. And if you
You're full of crap. You guys did this.
What are you
studio.
Doing?
I didn't do
you sucked down a bunch of helium.
Now, there's something wrong with this new equipment we're dealing with. It's got to be.
Quickly.
All right, play the whole thing. Let's play the whole thing. Play the whole thing. I had to get here the whole thing.
For the end comes quickly. And if you watch Tom Brady closely.
Oh, my God.
He has not been great.
Whoa.
The Pets out.
Don't.
He has not looked great.
Who is
Whoa.
This guy?
We're going to get through
did
this.
You like, hold on. Did you like the dramatic pause?
Yes,
because
I heard it.
He's about to say something that's a little crazy.
Hold on. Wait for it.
Hold on, wait for it. He has not been great. Really? Oh, okay.
And if you watch Tom Brady closely.
Pause.
He has not been great. been great.
Ba, ba, ba.
The book's out on Tom.
Can I just? Can I just?
Hold on, let me hear the book. The book.
Can I just say this?
Can
I just say this to Alex Reamer? Your voice is not that bad, Alex.
Let me hear the book's out. Let me hear the book.
The book's out on Tom Brady. Get pressure on him.
No.
Get him off his spot.
Come on.
He ain't going to beat you running the football.
God, what?
And I'm not concerned that
Did this guy get some dental work, too?
Did he get some dental work?
It's not his fault. He represents the lollipop guild. Can we just take this seriously and try and get through the sound, please?
If you get off his spot, you won't run.
Okay. Could be a little extra Novocaine.
This is exciting. Go ahead. Glenn knows. I feel like I'm working with Ordway. Go ahead, Jason.
He has not been great the last 3 weeks. The book's out on Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Get pressure on him.
Mm-hmm.
Get him off his spot. He ain't going to beat you running the football.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not concerned that he's a terrible quarterback. That's not accurate. But he certainly has not been great the last 3 weeks. And I do believe if you're the Patriots and Bill Belichick,
here we go.
You got to start to wonder, man.
Oh, God.
What's the play here next?
Okay, this is another in a long line of complete idiots who keep and they've been doing this now for 10 years. This is not something that's just come
this
in the last couple of years. 10 years they've been doing this. Brady,
this
the end
guy
is coming.
Used the dramatic pauses. And stated the most obvious things anyone's ever heard.
To make it sound like,
and the Patriots have to be wondering what's next.
Really?
Oh my God!
Don't you think they realize it?
And I tell you another question. They got
to
think about
take that damn
what should
down.
They do? Because I don't know if you knew this or not, but his contract's up next year.
Really? Oh my God!
So they have got a decision to make. Do you just stay 1 year with Tom?
So bad.
Or do you extend?
So bad.
41-year-old quarterback.
Can I have the beginning, please? I one more time because I'm a glutton for punishment. This guy's got a national show. Now I know why he deleted his tweet.
What time is this guy on?
He deleted his tweet. I said nobody ever deletes. I don't really respond to a lot of people, but I saw this and I was laughing out loud. They were so proud of it. They put it in quotes and like, look. It's like he was digging for gold and found it.
So what did you?
He found the lost city of Atlantis. Newsflash!
No, it's Atlantis.
The book is out on Tom Brady. I'm going to tell you. It's like Dale Arnold and like Lou Holtz had a baby.
The end comes quickly, and if you watch Tom Brady closely, the book's out on Tom Brady.
Oh, man, sure.
Pressure on him.
Get
him off his spot. He ain't going to beat you running the football.
Whatever.
Because it sounds like me that they had the dental work. That's what it sounds like.
If you get him off his spot, the book's out on Tom Brady.
I had an excuse. I had Novocaine.
Get him off his spot. He ain't going to beat you running the football. And I'm not concerned that he's a terrible quarterback. That's not accurate. Certainly has not been great the last 3 weeks. If you're the Patriots and Bill Belichick, you got to start to wonder, man.
Just sounds like
what's the play here next?
Do us all a favor, Ryan, just for some comedic effect. Find out what time this guy's show
is.
10 to 1. 10 to 1?
10 to 1. At night?
Get some sound of that, and we can play around with it.
Wait.
Dale Arnold and Lou Holtz's child.
Does he take calls? Do they take calls?
I'll find out.
You won't call in.
Yes. You got to prank
him. Is it 10?
Yes.
To 1 p.m.?
Eastern Standard Time in the morning.
P.m.
In the morning.
A.m. Yeah, 10 to 1. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Perfect time for us.
Yeah.
I feel like this has got to be like this. This isn't his show.
Right? I tell you what you need to do.
This is like
you need to. No, like you need to.
I know it. Their morning show. One of their guys got sent to internet radio, and this is like a fill-in guy.
It happens.
And
everywhere.
The other guy got sick.
Yeah.
And he left because he lost his voice.
I'm just actually.
It happens
actually,
everywhere. They always send these guys to internet radio. It's amazing how that happens, especially when you get great
it's
ratings.
It's kind of impressive, though. I mean, he doesn't really pull it off well.
I'm not concerned that.
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
See what I mean? That was Novocaine.
But I'm saying I'm not so sure who he's talking to or if they're buying it. But again, it's like the common sense. Like, and he's making it out to be like this amazing take.
He's 41. We all know. There's a
There's a chart here.
Tom hasn't been great.
We know it.
If you put pressure up the middle, he's not going to run.
And he said that for
and the Patriots have to wonder what's next.
Christian, you got to prank this guy.
Wow.
And you got to prank him.
Call in
no, you got to prank him with a lisp.
So Saturday morning.
I can't do it, though.
You got to prank him with a lisp.
I can't do it. It's not my strong suit.
Get him off his spot.
Just do your impression of Lou Holtz.
I can't do it. I can't do it. That's not my strong suit. You know that isn't. Like, Lou is
what is your strong suit?
Give me the first five words again. So I'll get back in character. What was the very beginning?
The end comes quickly.
That's not it.
And if you watch Tom Brady closely, he has not been great.
You freaking clown. You absolute clown. Joey McIntyre.
This is my new favorite show.
I
please.
I might listen to this guy's
on
show.
Run this clown every single day. Every single day you're going to hear me on there.
Please, I want that.
I guess maybe that's what happens when you do a show by yourself.
And I'm not concerned that he's a terrible quarterback. That's not accurate.
He doesn't have a coast or anything. He does the show by himself, right?
Yeah, I believe
so. It's amazing to me that you hear a lot of these national shows, and they're playing to the entire country, but they're playing to very small audiences in each one of the markets.
Some small than others.
Some small than others, yeah. And they get no calls. Really, they get no calls. And they sit there and they talk to themselves, and I think they run out of things to say. And so they know it's like a three-hour show. He's got a three-hour show, so he needs these long,
well, that's what all
pauses,
guys have their own
right?
shows, though. That's what they do. If you listen to a guy who has their own show, they try to kill time.
Yeah.
And every, like, 5 seconds that they pause is five less seconds they got to talk, and the show's almost over.
It's a math issue.
So, like, just the pauses, you know, it's just going to be. Rob Gronkowski, he's a great tight end. We all know that when he's healthy. But hasn't been healthy lately.
I'm going to say it.
And with a
time.
Year left in his deal, you have to start to wonder, is the end near?
You got to start to wonder, man.
What's next?
What's the play here next?
You know, and I feel like they also,
are we, by the way, are we
they'll,
okay?
They'll repeat it again. Like, you have to wonder, is this the end? Is this
the
end?
End.
And I'm not concerned that.
You just described Mud at Night.
Would you do me a favor?
And Reamer at Night.
Butera last year facing the Boston Red Sox was two out of six.
And I'm not concerned that.
I would say Mark James at night, but you don't shut up long enough to pause.
By the way, for those people that are questioning and wondering right now, are we delving into dangerous territory? No, we looked at the list of those people who are protected, and people with lisp are not.
No.
Free or people range. Who pause are not. We can actually, you know, we don't have to worry about
it. We can do that.
Because we went to sensitivity training, and we know
rip
the list.
Jason Witten, too.
Yes.
Because he's
on
a guy.
The list. He's a guy.
We won't get accused of anything.
All right, we'll get into the Celtics from last night. Boy. To me, it was disappointing again. And I thought they were, for a while, it looked like they were starting to do some good things. We will get to all of that and more coming up.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. Your Boston Celtics are now 9-8 on the season after 17 games. That's a pretty good sampling. I know a lot of people still looking at it and saying, well, at the beginning of last week, we talked about what they were faced with. They had Chicago, and then they had Toronto, and they had Utah, and then they, you know, go to Charlotte. And we all expected they're going to run the table here. And I think you said it, Lou. You know, go off and run the table. And next thing you know, you're 27 and
not the case.
Seven or what? No, just the opposite. They're 2-2. They blew out Chicago. Okay, they suck. You should. They struggled against Toronto, but they won because Kyrie played unearthlike. And then they get blown out at Utah. And then last night, they have a 10-point lead. They're playing pretty well. They're starting to show you some stuff. Granted, Kemba Walker was having a phenomenal game, ended up with 43, not quite 60 like the game before. And at the end of the game, you're sitting there going, what did we gain here? They're 9-8. They're a fifth or sixth seed right now in the East. This is not acceptable.
Well, I'll say this. He made the switch that I wanted him to make. Take Gordon
did,
Hayward.
I didn't work out for
not
you.
Not good. Thought Hayward looked awful.
Terrible.
So four what points. They did was they pretty much they tried four, to pair. Yeah, they tried to pair Hayward and Marcus Morris together right. in the second unit. And they paired Jalen and Tatum in that first unit. And then unfortunately, like pretty much Morris took Jalen's spot because Jalen only played, what, 19 minutes?
Jalen's lost right now.
Yeah, but I thought he was okay. He was shooting the ball all right. I mean, he take it to the basket a couple times. I mean, he's 4-for-6.
Lou, he does it in short spurts. He only had short spurts last night.
Right. That's all I'm saying. So, Gordon Hayward right now, I'm reading Chad Finn, blaming Hayward for the Celtics. What is it? Slow start. It's not fair, nor is it right.
Right.
Well, I would say that.
Blame Minahan.
No. I would say indirectly, I understand why people would so blame him. I've talked about him a lot. And I don't think he's right now. So I like him with that second unit to try to find his game. Last night, I think he took a few steps back. But he is the difference, in my mind. I mean, if you had Irving out there with Jalen and Tatum and Horford and Baines, I think for a few games in a row, I think they all sort of find their game again while Hayward finds his game. You ever seen an NBA player double dribble twice in a game?
No.
He double dribbled twice last night.
Yeah.
No confidence in his shot whatsoever. And sometimes he's playing defense, and everybody, the playmaking ability. I love that.
Good hands, defense.
That's the other thing, playmaking ability. Yeah. It's like, okay, yeah, he's a playmaker. That's why he got max contract, because he's a playmaker, he can play defense, and he can shoot. But right now, he's got no confidence at all in his shot. He's not looking for a shot.
Totally agree with you. I thought he showed some progress Friday, even Saturday, a little bit early in the game. He was awful last night. And obviously, going to the bench probably took confidence away. And maybe Brad Stevens was looking at it saying, I don't want to send Tatum or Brown, the kids, to the bench because they're young kids. Maybe they won't understand it. I'm gonna send the vet to the bench. He will get it. He'll understand it. But he would look worse last night than I've seen him in the last couple
of
weeks.
Is it time for us to call upon our good friend?
Who's the good friend?
Our good friend.
They're Trent not Dilfer. Good anymore.
Is it time for the Trent Dilfer seal of approval?
No, I'm not. I'm ready. I'm not ready to go there. It's too much. It's too much talent.
They're just not that good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's to me. The Gordon Hayward thing is just puzzling.
I don't think it's puzzling at all.
No, it is. Puzzling. It is puzzling.
He's
4 points.
And here's the thing. I'm not – Gordon Hayward, what I'm getting on is the people that are so quick and want to be the first ones to announce that he's arrived, that he's back, that he's the Gordon Hayward of old. I heard that Friday after that game, whether it was on Twitter, social media, Kyle Draper. Thank God Scal was there to slam him down and tell him, no, he's not all back.
Victim of the moment.
But it's just they want to quickly be like, Gordon Hayward is back.
Oh, my God.
And because he's playing great defense. So I understand he's going to the floor for the ball or he's rebounding and he's not hesitant at all. But
see, that's the only thing I said about him.
But this is not the guy that you brought in, Max Deal.
All right, so
you brought in a guy that was improving every year in Utah as a scorer to go along with the playmaking ability, the defense. He was an all-around two-way player. That's why you went out and got him. You didn't go out and sign Marcus Smart to play defense and make plays.
All right, so here's the issue you have with him, okay? He's not only coming back from a major injury that takes players sometimes a second season to really rebound and get back to where they left off, but he also is the one guy out there that did not play with any of these other guys last year.
Right.
So he played 5 minutes with these guys last year. So unlike Jaylen Brown, unlike Rozier, who had a major role later on in the season, unlike Tatum, unlike all of these other guys, Marcus Morris, Marcus Smart, every one of them, he's got zero experience of playing and working back and forth in a working environment with these teammates. So it's going to take him time. So what do? He's going through this period right now. Do you play him? And he played, 31 minutes last night. Do you play him and try to rehab him and hope that he gets back to 100% in February or March when it really counts? Or do you take him out of the equation entirely now? What do you do?
So you take
You're lost.
You take him out of the equation, and in the end, he gives you 4 points. He gives you 4 points. Does that look like it worked?
But Christian,
he was doing better.
Christian,
when he was starting.
Talk to me in February. Lou's right. These people that looked at him Friday night, I looked at him Friday night and said he's letting go.
I think you were kind of jumping on it, the fact that he's back.
That is a homer take if I've ever heard. I didn't.
I thought we debated it.
I said he was turning the corner. That's what I said.
I'm pretty sure you might have.
But I didn't say he was anywhere close. I've said wait 2 or 3 months. It's going to take that long. Okay. And I'm not backing off on that. I don't think you're going to see Gordon Hayward until February. I'll be shocked.
No, go look at Gordon
If you
Hayward.
Get to February, you get to March and I know if you don't see the 100% Gordon Hayward
Utah
that you saw 2 years ago.
Utah's a different team than this team. Okay, so it's one of those, you know, you got a shooter on a bad team, even though they got a little bit better that last year. And they're taking their 18, 17, 20 shots a game, and they're putting up 25 and occasionally a 35-point night. You know, maybe that's because you're on a bad club. I understand that. But when he puts up 18 shots, you know, and goes 10 for 18 and hits the free throw line, hits his threes, and puts up a 28 spot, then we can start talking about, okay, that's Gordon Hayward.
So what do you do with him in the meantime?
So people that say that he's back, they don't appreciate how good he is. It's almost like the average Al argument.
Yeah, but here's
You know, Al's out there, 10 points, 8 rebounds. What a great game. Okay, and then I think he can do more.
Okay, but
then he goes for 20 and 15. They say, oh, now what do you think? Like I said, I thought he could do more, and he's doing more. Gordon Hayward will be a lot better when he gets over this mental hump that he is in right now. You know what he's doing? He missed. It's one of the worst case scenarios. He goes from Utah, and he goes to a big market, signs an enormous contract on a team that doesn't need him and goes to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then he comes back and he watches two young guys become superstars potentially in this league. So he's trying to prove to his teammates that he's worth the money. He's trying to prove his teammates that he's a good player, that he fits in, and that they could be better with him. And that is a lot of pressure. Oh, by the way, you're doing it in Boston. Oh, by the way, you're doing it with a coach that you've known a long, long time. So there might be a player or two that sits there and says, oh, you're Brad Stevens' boy.
All good points.
You're Brad Stevens. So he's dealing with a lot of crap is the point.
Yep.
And he ain't comfortable.
Correct.
He is not comfortable in this organization right now.
Correct. But I will say this. I actually agree with some of what Chad Finn... Did I just say that?
Please dump that. Get rid of it.
Because what people are doing is he looks awful out there. For all of the different reasons I think you just threw out there, Lou, he looks awful out there. They are trying to get him back and rehab him on the fly in games to get him to where he can be 100% because he's still a hell of a player, and they believe that, all right? But what people are doing is they're pointing the finger and saying that's the reason that the Celtics are 9-8. I think it's a factor, but if you're looking at the list of priorities, it's nowhere close to number one.
And I would say that you thought, at least I thought.
It's one of them.
They had.
I just said it was one of them, but it's nowhere close to number one. Because if you look at it, who other than Kyrie Irving right now, Marcus Morris, and Daniel Tice, I'll give him a credit. Nobody is playing up to their level. Those three guys, I'll give them credit. They're playing to their level. Try to find one other player that's playing anywhere close to his level.
Well, the other thing is those guys, all these guys we're talking about, all these shooters, these scorers, you would think that they would have enough skill and production to make up for the lack of production until he was back on track, right? Listen, we know you're struggling. We know you can't hit it right now. We can obviously tell that you don't have your stroke the way you thought it would be. Maybe you're a little tentative. That's all right. We'll carry you. But only one guy is carrying them.
But, Christian,
Only one guy is doing it.
And the reason is I think they have internal problems. Kyrie Irving is the one guy who right now feels good about himself, good about the situation here in Boston, and is ready to sign a long-term contract because he's going to be the man. And you need somebody to be the man. You need somebody to be the closer. He's the guy. The rest of those guys, we were talking about it yesterday. Lou brought it up. If you're Rozier, you're sitting here going, I got to get out there in my 16 or 17 minutes. I got to score as many points as possible because I want the Clippers to know what I'm doing. I want the Nets to know what I'm doing so I can make big money next year. And if you're Jaylen Brown or you're Jason Tatum, you got a lot of accolades in the last season. People love you.
Goes back to the argument of just looking at a score sheet. You know what I mean? The whole thing, you're just looking at the box score. Well, you know what? These guys do. And Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are not going to represent the Eastern Conference in an all-star game. They're not going to have that in their resume by getting their 8 or 9 shots, 10 shots a game, and putting up about 12, 13.
Correct.
They're not. They're young players. You don't think they're thinking about that? You're naive if you don't think they're thinking about that. The NBA, these kids came up their entire lives. They put up 30-plus in high school. Then they went to college, and they were scorers. Now they're in the NBA. They want to be scorers. It's just in their blood. So all of a sudden now I'm not going to get my shots, or now I'm not going to play? Hell no, I'm going to get my damn shots.
Yeah, but
shots.
That's the problem. Think about it, right?
The problem. So,
but you also had, as far as last night's game goes, you have one guy that goes completely bonkers.
Yep.
Kemba Walker goes completely nuts, and right. You would think, you got the right guys to stop one guy.
You got Marcus
Smart. One guy
Smart.
Can't. Yeah, Marcus Smart can block anybody.
Couldn't
he can
do
stop
it.
Anybody.
Couldn't
no,
do it.
No, I'll tell you what, that wasn't the problem to me. I mean, Kemba Walker, that's going to have that kind of nice. A great score.
Right.
Marcus Smart is on him. I don't think there's any debate that he's still a great defender. It's just that when a guy's that hot, he's that hot. The problem I had is when you had that 10-point lead with about 10 minutes to go, you go back and watch the last 10 minutes. It is one guy, two guys standing at the wing at the three, two guys at the baseline at the three, and whoever had the ball at the top of the key went one-on-one for 10 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Dribble, 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 no passing, no movement, nobody was cutting, nobody was doing a damn thing. It was, here you go, one-on-one isolation for the last 10 minutes of the game. And they weren't doing that when they built that lead. For some reason, when Walker went nuts, Kyrie had to match him. Oh, when Walker went nuts, Tatum had to match him. Marcus Morris had to match. It just, what? Because this guy's going off. You know what? I'm going to go off with him, and it's going to turn into Tatum versus Kemba, or Kemba versus Kyrie, or whatever it might be. It was one-on-one basketball for the last 10 freaking minutes of that basketball game.
I thought pathetic the defense, offense. Though, the defense in the fourth quarter was not good. And Marcus,
what do you do about Kemba Walker? The guy, what do you do?
Well, you can't do much. But and you know what he looks like, by the way? He's a bigger version of Isaiah Thomas. He just finds space when there's no space available. He is. He's a 6'1 Isaiah Thomas out there. He can do more than Isaiah because of that height. All right, we'll open it up for the Celtics. This is starting to become disturbing, and they may have to do something here. When I say they have to do something, it's all on Brad Stevens. I know everybody out there loves him. Great coach, terrific, and I'm not arguing that point. He's been really good here, but this is a real challenge, and it's on him right now. Because I tell you, they get to the trading deadline and they're continuing to play like this. Don't be surprised if Danny Ainge doesn't do something. I don't think he'll be shy about it. We get to your phone calls on the Celtics at 617-779-7937 next.
Not prevent collisions. It is the driver's responsibility to be in control of the vehicle at all times. Always monitor traffic conditions and keep both hands on the steering wheel. System operates only when lane markings are detected. Does not function in all weather, traffic, and road conditions. System has limited control capability, and the driver may need to steer, brake, or accelerate at any time to maintain safety. See owner's manual for safety information.
The holiday season is about spending time with those you care about most and sharing good cheer.
Is this what I think it is?
No way.
And being the holiday hero when you give the best gift.
iPhone XR? I don't believe it.
Believe it, sister, because at T-Mobile, the holiday season is on us. Right now, when your family joins T-Mobile, we'll give you the iPhone XR on us.
Oh, thank you.
And with group FaceTime on iPhone XR, everyone can enjoy the holidays together. Be your family's holiday hero. Join T-Mobile, and we'll give you the iPhone XR on us. Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-Mobile today.
Via 36 monthly credits when you add a line and trade in a qualifying iPhone plus tax. Contact us before canceling or credit stop and balance is due. Zero down plus 2084 a month times 36 months. Pre-credit price $749.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Finance agreement and two or more lines of qualifying service required. Allow two bill cycles.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
It was more about getting Gordon in the right groups for him. And, you know, we're still going to be a work in progress. Obviously, nothing's set in stone with that.
I'm okay with whatever I can do to help us win. So, I just... Right now, I got to focus on myself and getting myself better and being a better basketball player.
Number 7 seed today. Season were to end today. And I know it doesn't end today.
Yeah,
I get it. 7 seed. But 9-8. Now, the good news is, if you look at the schedule over the next few weeks, they have a favorable schedule.
Seems like Charlotte.
Right. 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 Thank you.
Right?
Teams that are 500 or below.
Like Charlotte.
So... But they should do something in the next 3 weeks. If they don't, Lou, then I think the problem is a lot deeper than...
I think the problem already is deep.
It may be.
A little bit deeper, Glenn. I mean, you know, this isn't... To me, this isn't a bunch of talented guys that, you know, just haven't learned to play one another. This is a bunch of talented guys that maybe aren't willing to play with one another.
Well, let's go back to 2008, and the Celtics made those deals, and they had the big three. And right out of the gate, they played preseason over in Italy. They bonded and all of that other stuff. Right out of the gate, they were playing like the best team in the league. But those were veterans that understood that at that point in their career, if we want to win a championship, we have to give something up. It's a give and take, and there's got to be compromise to everybody's game, including Ray Allen, who had difficulty doing it but eventually did. These guys aren't willing to do that.
So, again, yesterday, I was like, they're a soft, finessed, now I'm going to add selfish team, yep, is what you're telling me.
Yep.
So they're soft, they're a finesse team, and now they're selfish?
Well,
to me, it's just crazy because it's everything that they weren't last year, right? They were gritty. They were unselfish. They were passionate.
Likeable.
Likeable. This team, you're like, what the hell?
But you know what, Christian? I think in the NBA, it's a little bit different. If you look at it, it's not like teams are crappy and play 500 basketball for half a season, and then the second half, they get their act together. You see that in baseball. Or the Oakland A's have done that over the years. Basketball is different. You look at the Golden State Warriors. They're a number four seed today. They're 12-6. They have the best talent in the league. They have problems. We know what the problems are.
Steph Curry's not playing.
Right.
One.
And Draymond Green, for some reason, is not playing right now either because he's pissed at Durant and they got in. There's issue. You see it in the NBA, and it happens pretty quickly. Maybe because you're only playing five guys out at one time. Let's go to the phone calls. Here's Jeff in Miami. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good, Jeff.
Good. Lou, for someone who played baseball, you have a pretty good handle on basketball, I've come to realize.
Oh, well, thank you. Some people, unless I start talking about Al, then everybody thinks I'm an idiot.
No, that as well. You know, there's not much I disagree with you on. I was holding for a while, but a lot of the points I was going to make, you covered. And I agree, especially, Glenn, when you say the number one issue is not the Hayward and everything that stems from that, I disagree. I think it absolutely is number one, because you've got a kid like Jaylen Brown, who averaged 18 points in the playoffs last year, took over games from time to time. You know, one game was him, one game was Tatum, one game was Rozier. But he was definitely in that mix, and he should be taking a leap, a big leap this year, and he's not, because he's getting yo-yoed. Last night, he's 4-6, symbolically started the game, which didn't mean anything, because he wound up playing 9 minutes, 4-6, 10 points. Hayward was 1-6, playing 31 minutes, and had 4 points, two double dribbles. You can't tell me one thing that Gordon Hayward does better than Jaylen Brown right now.
See that, but you're making the same argument that a lot of people are making, and I'm not debating that. Gordon Hayward is playing awful right now.
So, okay? to his point, why does he play 30 minutes last
because,
night? Jaylen Brown plays 19.
Because the goal, Lou, right now, and you can sit there and maybe it'll be an organizational decision in which they're going to have to sit there and say, we need to win games right now. I think the goal with Gordon Hayward is your second best player. Overall, when healthy, he's your second best guy on the team. So what they have to do is they have to get him up to 100%. And that's going to take two months.
I know, but that's the thing, Glenn. Like, you know, when a guy misses an entire year, like Pedroia, for example, he comes back next year, you don't hit him lead off, even though he said he might do a game one if he's healthy, but you don't hit him lead off second.
But he did what you wanted to do. He took him off the bench last night. He brought him off the bench.
Yeah, but he got 30 minutes. Jaylen Brown got 19.
Right. And Jaylen Brown was playing poorly last night. He wasn't defending. He was doing nothing.
And he can't make any shots. So, right. I mean,
he was 4-6 last night, and then maybe he had a couple trips down the court defensively. You could talk about some breakdowns, and I get it. You tell me what Hayward was doing that he deserves 11 more minutes. That was really good.
Yeah, then Lou, if you want that, then you need to get rid of players. Then you're right. Then
no,
if that's
no, no,
the
I'm
case,
just saying, like, why wouldn't Jaylen Brown play 30 and Gordon Hayward play 19 until he figures it out? Because right now you're losing ball games.
Because the goal is to get this team to the point of championship caliber. And you do that by getting Gordon Hayward, who's a damn good player, up to 100%.
Why does it have to be with the starting unit? You can't play 25 minutes?
They didn't do it with the starting unit last night. You got your wish. You got him off the bench.
30 minutes to me is, okay, like the caller just said. You know, Jaylen Brown starts, he gets 19 minutes. It's like Aaron Baines starts, he gets 10. Is he a starter? 7 minutes last night, sorry. So I guess he technically is a starter. And then never comes back in the game. Comes in for like 3 or 4 minutes. Jaylen Brown, there's no reason. It wasn't like Gordon Hayward was so much better than Jaylen Brown last night that he got 30 minutes to Jaylen Brown's 19. Gordon Hayward was lost on the court last night. And maybe defensively, you still like what he's doing? Okay.
I don't right now. I think he's in and out. I think he looks disinterested at times out there. Jaylen Brown does. I think Gordon Hayward's problem is he's coming back from a major injury, and he's never played with any of these guys before. He's learning to play with them. All right? So you may be right. And if that's the case, we get to the trading deadline. Danny Ainge is going to trade guys out of here because then you have too many players and not enough roles. And that may be the case.
The plan for Hayward is, regardless whether he starts or doesn't start, he has to play.
No, like,
the only way. So, like, I don't think he should have. So what, they start Baines, and what did Baines really do? I mean, it was just like, it was almost like you're trying to send a message, but you weren't. And even Brad,
he played him for 7 minutes.
It was like, it's just trying to get the right matchup for Gordon Hayward.
He played seven minutes.
They're tinking, and he had 2 points, right? And so Gordon Hayward had, 4 points. So,
you know why Aaron Baines started?
If you want to do something and get his confidence, put him in. Sure, I'm okay. Had him come in off the bench and say, you know what? You're the number one option in every single situation, right? Their starters are off the floor now. You should have an advantage. Even if you're coming off a major injury, you should have the advantage. So I'm going to tell you, every time you touch the ball, I want you to shoot. I want you to shoot your way out of this funk because nothing else is happening.
Right. So
it's not working.
You do that in the second year. You don't do that with Kyrie and Tatum and Horford on the floor with Hayward.
Eventually, if he's your second most talented player, then he has to be with the ones.
But I'm just saying, so the reason why Bane started last night was because, you know, he didn't want to start Marcus Morris. In other words, he wanted Baines to start so Hayward and Morris could come off the bench together.
He wanted a guy who was going to do the dirty work.
But he wanted Baines and Hayward together, and he did it all game long. It was pairings. It was Hayward and Morris. So if I start Baines, then he made that switch. The first sub was Baines and Jaylen Brown came out so we could have Morris and Hayward on the floor together. They did it like all game long to try to get those two playing two-man basketball.
Right.
Fortunately, Marcus Morris sometimes only plays one-man basketball.
Right. He's trying to match people up that he feels complement the other guy. I'm telling you, Brett Stevens has got a heavy job here ahead of him.
Oh, he's starting to look he's not the best coach ever to land.
What has he won? I mean, I know that the Green Teamers for the last few years have said, I think he's better than Pop. I mean, we've heard a lot of that stuff. But he's taken underachievers. He's developed players that you didn't expect much from. And he's done all of that. But now he's got legitimate players. He's got talent where he could put together a championship-contending team. And he's struggling doing it. Here's Jim in New Hampshire.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Got it, Jim.
Hey, got a question about the Celtics, but first of all, you gotta find a clip from The Natural of the hypnotist trying to motivate the team.
Mm.
It's the same
losing is a disease.
Pausing guy.
Yeah,
more contagious than syphilis.
it'll take us a week to find that, and when we try to play, it won't fire. So don't ask for anything.
Right, well, whatever.
Anyway, new studio.
So last year the Celtics are minutes away from going to the finals without Kyrie, without Gordon Hayward, and they're playing against LeBron. So now LeBron's gone. They got Kyrie back. They got Gordon Hayward back. And for years and years and years, we've always been talking about, well, we got to get past LeBron. Whatever team he's on, you got to get past LeBron. Well, now he's gone. So how much of this is a head game? How much of this is something? Are they not playing up to their potential?
You mean they're playing because
nothing to do with LeBron James?
It's got nothing to do with LeBron. Matter of fact, if anything, they've got to realize Toronto certainly looks better with Kawhi Leonard out there.
Yeah.
All right. So he's a better player than what they had. Milwaukee's better. Indiana's better. Philadelphia's just acquired Jimmy Butler. They're better.
Toronto.
And the Celtics have lost to Orlando, Charlotte. They're having difficulty with teams that they should just mop the floor with.
Right. Well, then,
what has that got to do with LeBron?
Is it about chemistry?
Yes, that's what it is.
But it has nothing to do with LeBron.
It's a team that is being told, you know, or knows the right way to play, and that's team basketball. You know, move the basketball, but they don't want to because it's an extremely selfish team right now, you know, with a lot of guys. And you mix that in with, all right, I'll be unselfish now and move the basketball, but that's not me. I should have taken that shot to the point where, all right, I pass up a shot to pass the ball, so the next time I get the ball, even if it's not open, I'm going to force it up. Again, the last 10 minutes of the game was the most selfish offensive basketball I've ever seen from the Celtics team in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
The most selfish basketball ever. 8 or 9 minutes, the last 10 minutes of that game. It was nothing offensively. I mean, I was amazed. I watched it again this morning. Amazed at four guys standing and one-on-one. And Kyrie was doing it as well. I mean, he did most of it. Tatum was another one. Morris was another one. It's just, there was nothing.
Well, on top of that, Charlotte did a smart thing, and that is they knew that Boston was going to start to trap, and they did, Kemba Walker, and try to put a second guy on him because Marcus Smart couldn't stop him. And what do? They bring Tony Parker back into the game. So you overplay Kemba Walker, you get it to Tony Parker, and what's Tony Parker now, 40, 41, 42, or whatever? And he's fired up two big shots late in the game that helped Charlotte win that game. You getting out, coach? You getting out played? Somebody said that.
Gotten out efforted.
Out efforted. I like that. Out efforted.
All
right, 617.
I'm not concerned that.
617-779-7937. We got trending now, including some big news with David Price and more of your phone calls on the seas.